This developing story is brought to you by me, because I'm recording this. It's also brought to you by Block, because they pay for my salary. If you have any interest in learning how to code online with a mentor, send me an email at hello@briandouglas.me. Just another reminder, we are on iTunes, so if you guys just want to do me a favor and hit subscribe, follow the link from the website, developingstory.link is the website, and up on the upper nav, you'll see an iTunes link. Just click subscribe, leave a review if you feel like you want to. If not, enjoy the episode. Episode 6 of this developing story. So I am now in my place. Unfortunately, I dropped the ball and I have no internet, so that is unfortunate. So it's making it hard to have the motivation to code and to continue on with my projects that I'm working on. But hopefully I will, this Wednesday, I hopefully will get internet and be able to get back on track as far as learning the code and getting some of these projects out of the way. I am currently working on, still working on that same SteamRolls project. I haven't really explained what I was doing, but it's basically, it's a code name. I don't really have a name for it yet, but the actual name is called Project Diversified, is what the folder's called. And it's going to be a project where people who are diverse in technology or coding or development or design or what have you, even if they're in operations. If for speakers to, these will be potential speakers for conferences. I'm making, compiling a list of those people. And in this list, you'll be able to interact and find out more information about these speakers, link to their websites, and also submit if users are, will be able to submit for speakers who potentially would fit this description. So that way we can build out a database, a speaker database for conferences to look into. This, I think this has been done before, but I think we're going to have a bit of a twist on it. This will be a free resource. It's going to be part of the Steamrollers community. This will be our first project. And that's pretty much all I have to say. Basically, it will be done. And since I haven't had a chance to do it this weekend without internet, I have to go to a coffee shop to get it done. But I do want to give a shout out to a man that I only know by his first initial of his first name. His name is Z, and he's part of the Steamrollers community. I will give you a link to his organization. He's got an apprenticeship community that he's been running to help link up. Actually, I need to actually sign up to into this also. But to link up people with mentors and apprentices to further on their trade. But yeah, I think it's an awesome opportunity if you're looking to advance your skill set in programming, which I assume most people who are listening to this probably are interested in programming, I would hope, or at least my story about programming. So yeah, check him out. Check out his site. I'll put in the show notes. He's so within this community, he's got a few mentees, I guess, and he put out an offer for help on this project that I'm doing. I basically got the design, and I knew I wasn't not going to have enough time to finish it this week, and so I reached out to him, and he paired me up with a person that's in the program, and she was actually able to get all of the HTML and CSS done for me, which was awesome, because again, it's now at the end of the week, and I am now just now starting to work on this project or finish it up. And so the past like 5 days, I was not able to even open up the project and do anything with it. Just time-wise, it was just hard, especially finally moving in and then finally wrapping up some other stuff I was doing at work. But other than that, yeah, I just want to give a shout out to them. Check out his community and his site, and much appreciation to, what they're doing. So coming up this week, I am finally in a place. I'll have internet, which will be awesome. Working on real stuff at work. Not that I wasn't working on real stuff at work before, but I was doing bugs. I'm still working on a bug that actually turned into a feature. So I'm actually excited to actually give contribute to actually an actual feature and something that takes longer than an hour to fix. And it's actually quite exciting. Coming from the Block program and understanding like their business model, just because I was part of the business model originally, it's nice coming into a code base where you understand about 70% of it, just because you understand their business. The last company, IZEA, that I worked for, I understood the business. I understood like what they were doing, but some things were kind of unknowns that I just didn't understand, and it took me a while to understand their business overall. Block's been nice because all I have to do is really understand code now, because I already understand what they do and the reasons behind for what they do. With that being said, also it would be pretty apparent that this would probably be the best job that I've had so far. Not only am I doing something that I love doing and something that I worked hard to, I guess, work to get to do, as far as programming, professionally, it was best said. Someone responded when I told them about my new career move, and it was basically full circle. I used the program Block to learn how to code and with a mentor, and now I find myself working for them and working to expand their business. I spent a lot of time, you know, sharing my feedback on Block and how much I enjoyed the program, and so that. To the fact that actually I referred quite a few people to the program, just by sharing my story and giving them feedback. You know, I think for a good 6 months, I was probably getting an email every other week from someone interested in the program, just trying to get information from me and how I did after the program, how I did during the program, and which is the result is why I have so many blog posts on Block. Because rather than respond to the emails one after the other, I chose to link back to a blog post answering their questions. So a lot of the questions that were asked of me are now blog posts on my blog, which I'll link. I'll link a collection of those in the show notes also. But yeah, I am, ecstatic or excited for the opportunity to continually working on Block and expanding, I guess, their reach and their product. And I am, hands down, best company I've worked for, best people. I've worked with some great people in the past. The last company I worked with, awesome people. But Block, hands down, is it's pretty awesome working for a company where not only, like, just the engineers are excited about what they do and look forward to, you know, learning about engineering, but even from sales to marketing, like, the people who work there at Block truly enjoy working at Block. And it's caused me to not only, you know, put a lot of time in at work, because I've not got nothing else to do. My family's, you know, they're pretty far away. And so I don't really have to be home at a certain time. You know, there's no one to go home to. So I do find myself staying late most nights at work just because, you know, I enjoy what I do and I enjoy getting stuff done. And I wake up in the morning and I, just because, you know, I'm just excited to do what I do. And I very much enjoy that feeling, and I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, my career as it advances with Block, and my knowledge too.